Every day, every hour, every minute, and even every second, we are doing something that causes us to make a decision. The moment we wake up, we make a decision whether or not we want to get up. We decide on what to wear, decide on what to eat, decide on whether or not we want to go to work, for those of you who work. We make decisions throughout the day, every day in our lives. And these decisions that we make are choices. And that is what I'm going to be speaking about today. We're talking about choices that we make. So, when we wake up in the morning by the sound of the alarm, we either choose to wake up, choose to hit the snooze button, choose to shut it off completely, choose to break it, or choose to ignore it. Now, ordinarily, we would choose to wake up because that is a reason we set it for a particular time in the first place. Then, as we get up, we then choose what to wear. Then we choose what we're going to eat throughout the day, you know, if you eat breakfast. And then throughout the day, when we're at work, we choose how we work, what decisions that we make. And we just make choices throughout the day. Now, these types of choices we make on a regular basis, and they don't really seem as crucial. We don't really think about it much. And a lot of this is just routine. But what about choices that we make when faced with two or more possibilities? The right and wrong choice, a choice between good and evil. Now, Adam and Eve, they failed that test when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Eve, when confronted by the serpent, so Satan the devil, had to make a choice. To take the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or to continue to remain obedient to God and His way of life. We obviously know what the outcome of that was. Now, Adam followed the example of his wife. We read about that in Genesis 3. Now, prior to this, no sin existed on the earth on the part of mankind until this wrong decision was made. And with this decision that had been made, there was a whole new approach to life on earth, which came existence to man. And that led to a world of violence. Now, had they obeyed God, they would have been free from sin, and they would have received eternal life. Now, God gives us that same choice. We have to make that choice whether we want to obey Him or not. Yes, He does command us to keep His law, but we make the choice of keeping it or breaking it. We have a part to do as well, and it is ultimately up to us to do the right thing. Now, all of you here today, and all of you listening in, made a choice by attending services, by keeping the Sabbath. And by making this correct choice, we should feel at ease for the most part, since we know what we're doing is the right thing. We also know, or we should, that making the wrong choice could bring about negative consequences. How we think determines how we make a decision. If we go against what we believe and we know it's wrong, then we get this strange, awkward feeling inside of us, hinting that something just isn't right. Are we going against our conscience? We are frequently faced with tough choices that we have to make throughout the day. For example, I wasn't sure what tie I was going to wear today, so I had to make a choice and I picked this one. Or make the choice of what movie that you want to see, especially if you have about 1,000 movies, it's really hard to make a decision. Or when you're in a restaurant, you have to make a choice of what you want to eat. And in my case, I take forever to order because I can never get past the first page. Or how about when taking a test and you have, let's say, a multiple choice test, and you've got between four choices, A, B, C, D, or even a simple true or false 50-50 could get, you know, pretty tricky if you don't know the answer. So oftentimes, though, when taking a test and you think about the first moment of reading the question, you go by your first instinct. A lot of times you think about it and then you just end up going back to your first instinct. Now, these are just some basic choices I'm talking about here. But how about more serious decisions that we have to make? Let's say you have a choice to make a lot of money. And all it requires of you is to work into the Sabbath for an hour or two. What will you decide? Now, we know that God does not change, and He never will. And He will not compromise, as we read in Malachi 3:6. And since He doesn't compromise, neither should we. His purpose to mankind is the same today as it was then. Every person on this earth makes choices every day, whether we live righteously or not. But there is one critical difference. While the world goes, or continues to go, its evil way, there is a group of people that God had called out of this world to come out from its evil ways and to live the lives based upon His laws and His statutes and His judgments. And even God had a choice to make, choosing those out of the world for a purpose. If you could please turn to 1 Corinthians. Verse 26, he reads, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord." Now, each of us being called to this way of life, we make choices every day. Will we obey God, or will we not? Will we walk in His way, or will we not? Will we attempt to worship Him in a false way, by worshiping false gods? Will we bow down to gods made with human hands, wooden or stone images? Will we dishonor God by taking His name in vain? Will we faithfully keep and properly observe His Sabbath and His holy days? Or will we keep man-made holidays which are originating from pagan origins? Will we kill another human being, for instance, in war, or even murder him in our thoughts through the sin of hatred? Will we steal from others, including our brethren, or steal from God by not giving to Him what is owed to Him through His tithes and offerings? Will we lie against our neighbor or God? Will we covet that which does not belong to us, thus sinning against our God? All these questions have to do with the Ten Commandments, if you didn't notice, obviously, because that is His law. Now, as we can see, the world continually finds itself today once again in the struggles of evil. We have to make sure that we don't become a part of that. God has His eyes on us, and judgment is now on the house of God. With every decision we come to, with every choice that we make, God is taking notice. He is ready and He is able to help in times of need. So if you could turn to Psalms chapter 34. Point being that God is there always for us and He will help us. So in Psalms chapter 34, verse 15 through 20, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. And verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Now, will we do what is right in God's eyes, in reference to our mates and our children, and in reference to our neighbor? Each time we break the law of God, it is a result of the wrong choice that we have made. Now, if you think that you are alone, you know, some of us being by ourselves, or it may seem, you know, we think that we are alone. There's not a lot of us out there. But always remember the countless examples of those in the Bible who ultimately made the right choice. Sure, they've had struggles throughout their lives, but what ultimately came out of it was good. There were plenty of wrong choices that were made, since they and we are all human, prone to make mistakes, but the overall motives is what counts. And that, of course, goes for us as well. Noah was righteous before God. Because of the choice made by this one man, God decided that he would allow life to continue on the earth for mankind, starting over with this one righteous man and his family. And of course, including the animals that were brought into the ark. And now when it came to the obedience of his law, God chose Israel as a nation he would work through to continue to carry his way on the earth, and that was because of Abraham's right choices. Now, David was a man after God's own heart, despite a lot of the bad choices that he had made, but he still made it. Jesus Christ walked upon this earth in the flesh and lived a perfect life. Each of these men had to make choices every day. God was pleased overall with the choices they made, and in Christ's case, of course, he was always pleased, since he never sinned. Now, after the Lord had delivered Israel from the hands of the Egyptians and had revealed to them once again his righteous and perfect law, notice what he had said to them in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15, starting in verse 15, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess." And drop down to verse 19. "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." God has called you and me at this time. He has given us his spirit and his law. And he has said to us, choose life. What choices will we make today? Will God be pleased with the choices that we make? So really, what choice do we have? Simply put, do we want to live or die? Do we want to keep God's commandments or do we want to break them? God has called you and me at this time. He has given us His Spirit and His law, and He has said to us, choose life.